He's here.
All right, I said the range, anywhere from 8 points on the low end to 41 points on the high end. The polling numbers giving Joe Biden the edge today in the Michigan primary. Ed Sarpolis joins me because he's on the high end of that at Target Insights. Ed, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. Good to have you back.
I'm here. Good talking with you. Yeah, the high end and low end, the numbers are somewhere in between. Some polls were done starting last week. Mine was done Sunday. I usually have 3 nights worth of polling. I was asked to do a poll on Sunday night, so I prefer three, but I was stuck with one night, so my numbers might be a little bit out of range. But the key thing in all the polls, Biden is leading. The question for Bernie Sanders is what happened 4 years ago, where basically the polls had Hillary in the lead and he ended up winning. That's the question today.
Yeah, they weren't this high, though.
Well, I agree with you, but here's what's going on. As I looked over the last year, Bernie Sanders did a Hillary Clinton over the last year. He'd spent very little time actively or visibly in Michigan. He didn't have the grassroots or the effort that you saw 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, I was quite surprised. I really didn't see ads until like the last week here in the state. Most of his followers, as you know, back 4 years ago were either at 18 or younger than 18 or in their early teens. And so many of them went away to college or done other things. So a lot of his grassroots have gone from the state or doing other things. And the other thing we didn't have 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton did not have an organizational effort of main people in the state supporting her.
Well, you know, and I had some other pollsters say this, Ed, and weigh in on this for me, Ed Sarpolis from Insight, Target Insight. And that is that Hillary Clinton was a less likely and a less likable candidate than Joe Biden.
That's true. I would agree with you on that. But part of that's due to the fact is the way she treated Michigan 4 years ago.
Well, that's true. I mean, they took it for granted with Bernie, and they took it for granted in the general election as well. Neither one of those ideas worked out particularly well. Although, having said that, I'm not sure if Hillary Clinton spending more time in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania would have changed the outcome, possibly, but I certainly can't say that for sure.
Well, I agree with you. What I'm saying is I'm talking about the primary, where she was 4 years ago. There was a total – the other thing is, if you remember – so I did polling, and I was on your show and at other shows. Hillary Clinton never talked about economy or jobs, talked never about the lower middle class. Bernie's always done that. The difference between 4 years and now is Bernie has continued to try to – the perception of party regulars or traditional Democrats – not party regulars, just traditional Democrats, he seems like he's trying to divide the party. So there isn't that warmness for him in this state. I was quite surprised he had to bring in Jesse Jackson to find somebody of real color to come in the state to help him out last week.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson, didn't he win the primary here in like 1988?
Yes, he did. That was to help with the MSU person from Lansing to help him do that, to win that. He was a grassroots effort. Remember, that's back when Democrats had a caucus. That was
right.
Not a primary. So, and that was all. And actually, he won all because of Flint, Michigan. That's where Jesse made his mark.
Yeah, made inroads there and surprised the world and won the caucuses. All right, so let's look down the road just a little bit, Ed. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Biden wins in Michigan, and he wins. I looked at the polling in all the other states going to the polls today. It looks like he's in good shape to win all of them except maybe one. Bernie could pull out a win today, but Bernie will continue on. They have a debate, I believe, next week, which could be very telling. But let's say Joe Biden survives this and then faces Donald Trump, because I'm seeing all this polling saying that Joe Biden will thrash Donald Trump in the general election. I've got to be honest with you. I don't talk to people that say, I voted for Trump and I regret it. I talk to people who say, I voted for Trump and I do it again. And I talk to other people who say, I didn't vote for Trump last time because I was a skeptic. And I still don't like the guy, but I like his policies. And so if this coronavirus passes in a couple of months or so, my guess is that Donald Trump does very well in Michigan again and very likely comes out on top here again. Am I wrong?
No, you're half wrong and half right, okay? Here's what's going on. The question is, remember, he won because of Electoral College, all right? Unless something changes, the Democrats will win the popular vote.
Well, he won in Michigan is my point. And if you took California out of the mix, where I find the numbers to be suspect, because in California, Hillary Clinton allegedly got 63% of the vote. I don't know that that ever happens. And California's margin of victory was 3.6 million. Her margin of victory nationally was 2.4 million. California notwithstanding, Donald Trump wins the popular vote, but that's an argument for a different day.
Well, here's the straight fact. Democrats never win the presidency if they don't lead the Republican challenger by 4 or more points. Hillary was not leading Donald Trump the whole election cycle by 4 or more points. The Electoral College always goes to the Republican if the Democrat is leading by less than 4 points. That's true in history going back to the 1930s and 40s. That's the case.
Now, is that because of the concentration of Democrats in places like California and New York and Illinois? Is that why?
That is correct.
All right, fair enough. So your guess today then is if the election were held today, then you could have a similar outcome where the Democrats capture the popular vote by some margin and Donald Trump continues to be president because he wins the Electoral College. I'll give you the last word.
I would agree with you that that's why Trump is focusing only on his base. But now he's beginning to worry about Florida and Texas, where there might be some movement in another direction for him. So he's got a little bit chit shot. He can still win this. But the question is, will the Democrats get a big enough lead over Trump to win the Electoral College?
All right. Ed Sarpolis, always a good conversation. And I'm going to guess that you and I are going to talk a lot more this year going forward.
I would hope so. You're a nice person to talk to.
Well, I appreciate that, Ed. We'll see how close your number is. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you have it. Ed Sarpolis from Target Insights. By the way, if you're ready to lose weight and feel great, I did the readjust with My Pure Health Solutions. Took 18 pounds off just to kind of go back down lower. People say you don't need to lose weight. Well, I feel better when I'm lighter. I don't want to be on meds. I don't want to deal with high blood pressure. I don't want to deal with type 2 diabetes, so I do my very best to avoid it. If you want to find out more, I did 40 pounds plus the first time I did this, lost more than 40 pounds. And coming up soon, we're going to have a couple of folks on this program that have lost more than 100. Followers of this program that have lost more than 100 pounds. We're going to hear their stories one of these days soon. Right now, go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You can find out more. GruberHealth.com. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. If you cause an accident, they could take everything you own. Never before have Michigan drivers had to consider this, but with the new law, there's no limit to your liability. Tell your elected officials to go back and fix what they've done. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.